What is going on, everybody? We are back for episode 7 of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. It is officially December, and there are plenty of dates and announcements to keep on your radar with the holiday season now in full swing. In this episode, we're going to talk about some school news, the big Thanksgiving football game everybody's talking about, and we've got some great content from after the game as well. Stay tuned for another great episode coming your way. With winter approaching, school concerts are around the corner for our band, strings, and choir students. Mathewson had theirs last night, and there will be more on the way next week for our elementary schools on December 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can check your school's calendar on the website for the date. Our middle schools and high schools will have theirs the week after, but our middle schools have a couple different dates next week split between choir and band and strings, so be sure to check your school's website for that too. December 7th will also be an early dismissal for students, as teachers will have a professional development day. Jonathan Law will have their class ring family night in the main lobby at Law on Tuesday, December 6th from 5:30 to 6:30. Ball 4 will be at Jonathan Law to accept orders for class rings from any sophomore, junior, or senior student. Orders will also be accepted from any sophomore, junior, or senior student during all lunch waves on Wednesday, December 7th and Thursday, December 8th. Last Thursday, Foreign and Law met for their annual Thanksgiving football game, and we had a very high-profile guest in attendance. Logan Paul came to the game with his podcast co-host and close friend Mike Malak while spending the weekend in Connecticut. For those wondering what they were doing at the game, Malak grew up in Milford and attended Foreign High. They had seats right in the field, but they were really cool, and they went up to both sidelines at halftime to take pictures and meet fans. There were a lot of cool photos taken. I was able to get really close up and get one for our Instagram page. It's up there if you haven't seen it. Logan even sported both Foreign and Law beanies for some photos. It was a great surprise for the students and made the energy for the game even crazier. With that being said, we'll transition into sports and talk more about the game. The winter sports season is approaching, and Foreign and Law will both have home basketball games on Thursday, December 15th. Foreign will host North Haven, and Law will host Cheshire to kick off the year. The girls' basketball teams will hit the road to start the season, as Foreign will travel to take on Weston, and Law will make the trip over to Mercy. Milford's boys' co-op hockey team will take on West Haven at Bennett Rink on December 14th for their first game of the year as well. The girls' hockey team will start their season tomorrow at the rinks in Shelton Sports Center of Connecticut. Jonathan Law took home the win and 4-0 in this year's Thanksgiving football game, winning 60-29. John Nider had 4 rushing touchdowns and 2 passing touchdowns in the win. Both teams finished the season 9-1 of the year and advanced to the playoffs, which started just this past Tuesday. It's a very short turnaround, so you have to commend these teams for showing up on such short notice ready to battle. Jonathan Law showed up in dominant fashion once again, defeating Ram in the first round of the playoffs. This is their first playoff win in program history. They will advance to the semifinals to play the Notre Dame Green Knights of West Haven, Connecticut at Veterans Stadium on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Foreign season has come to an end, but there is no doubt it has been a memorable one for the Lions. After the Thanksgiving game, Foreign and Law met in the middle of the field and gathered around in a circle for post-game speeches and awards to give out. I was able to be there and record it. Athletic directors Vijay Cirillo and Anthony Vitelli were there to say a few words, and then Coach Drew and Coach Haley spoke. Here's some post-game content.
To have two teams come in with the records that they have, the fact that we're both going to be hosting playoff games on Tuesday, I know the scoreboard wasn't what one team wanted, but I could just tell you that how much pride that the city of Milford has. The way that everybody that's on this field right now conducted themselves all year, this week, and today. I could say, as the Law AD, good luck to Foreign, and we're rooting for you in Double S. Bring a championship.
First of all, thank you, Mr. Cirillo and Jonathan Law, for being gracious hosts. To Jonathan Law football team, Coach Haley, and your staff, you guys have a great program. Congratulations. So wish you the best of luck next Tuesday. And again, as Coach Mr. Cirillo said, wish you the best of luck for the state championship and for Class M. To our guys, all year, done what the coaching staff has asked, step by step. We had a good preseason, good regular season. Now we got to get ready for our third season, which is the postseason. We got to somehow get together, get back to work tomorrow, and get ourselves focused for Tuesday. You can do it. Keep doing a good job. Very proud of everybody. Thank you.
we're going to turn it over to Coach Drew for the presentation of the individual awards for Foren High School.
First, this is what makes this game so special. You guys up front, in the black and the white, all the people around. All right, there's not many games like this, if any, in the state. So it's an honor to be able to coach in it. It's a law. You guys have an outstanding football team. You got a fantastic staff. All right, and you play unbelievably hard. Keep doing it, man. I'm telling you, you guys can make noise, and you will make noise. I know you will. All right. We've said it all week, man. We cheer for you guys every single week until today. All right, and we will continue to do that. All right, because we're unique to play a special game football. Not everybody can do this. All right, so we are alike in that way. All right, to my guys, we will speak later on, but right after this. But you have no idea how proud I am of you. All right, very proud of you. All right, the first word, award, Mario Poncel, the coach's award. All right, this goes to an outstanding player. Poncel was a longtime teacher and coach at the Milford High School. He was a great athlete, and he loved high school athletics. Okay, this award is going to go to Jimmy Cobain. Next award, Daniel Lawson. Okay, he was an offensive player. He was played on the football and baseball team at Foren High School. He was a member of the Air Force in the Milford. He was a Milford police officer. He was tragically killed in the line of duty. As you know, a memorial for him is at our flagpole at our field. Danny was an ultimate teammate and friend. This award was to LJ LeBoy. Woo! Ray Bloxham Award, Most Valuable Lineman. Mr. Bloxham was a huge supporter and follower of high school sports in Milford. After serving in the military, he attended games every week. The only game he ever missed was the day of his wedding. A true gentleman who had a huge impact on high school student athletes in our town. That award goes to Aiden Grant. All right, Ken Walker, player of the game. Coach Walker was an athletic legend in our city. He was a great athlete himself, but truly loved every minute he coached. He was passionate about coaching and was the head coach of our 1994 state championship team, and the baseball field at Foren High School is named after him as well. All right, so our player of the game, Jack Cush. Joe Beeler was a longtime football, baseball, wrestling, and volleyball coach at Foren High School and at Jonathan Law. Beeler served in the military and loved spirit and togetherness and the fact that it all comes together in sports. Okay, the winner for Joe Beeler Award was Brett Roller. I'm going to turn it over to Coach Haley.
To echo Coach Drew's sentiments on Thanksgiving, you know, we like to think of things as a blessing. We're too thankful for being blessed with. You are incredibly blessed, all of you, to play in the city of Milford. We're all incredibly blessed to live here. You're all incredibly blessed to be in a two-school town. You're incredibly blessed to be in a two-school town. For years, I heard people say the same rhetoric about what if there was one high school. If there was one high school, you don't play this game. If there was one high school, you don't play this game. This is one of the most special rivalries I've ever experienced. It's incredible, and you should be incredibly thankful and blessed that you live in a two-school town. And I hope it stays that way forever. I hope it stays that way forever. Because days like this, win or lose, it's all the sensory feelings and experiences that you will remember. You will forget the score, you will forget each play, but you will remember this circle of people on this beautiful, beautiful November day. Warren, hats off to you, like to echo Mr. Shulo's sentiment, go win a state championship. Go win a state championship. leading off the Robert Taylor Sportsmanship Awards. Bobby Taylor was one of the early captains of Law. He went on to take on coaching as a career. He ended up coaching at Santa Monica College. And out of this little tiny community college, Santa Monica College, he ended up putting out four NFL Hall of Famers. Take the time to give this award to our senior captain, Jack Selman. Since I got the job, one of the things that we aim to do is serve the deeds that our alumni, serve good on the deeds that our alumni did for us by creating such a special place to play here. He won this award last year, and I think this year he actually deserves it a lot more than he did last year. Matt Haggerty. Tragic to see someone's season cut short before it even begins. Coming into his senior year, he's excited. He's excited to see what we could do as a senior year and how we can contribute to the team. And it was cut short 2 days before the season began. Hasn't missed a day, still been there every day. The unsung hero of our year, Louis Sabo. Tom already explained how important the Bloxham name is around here. It's important enough that you walk by it every single time you come past that field house. Outstanding lineman of the game, Brandon Leslie. Yeah! Starting a theme with defensive linemen and winning awards here. Player of the game, most critical moment of the game in my opinion. Critical moment of the game, defensive lineman pick, Tyler Nethercott. Yeah! It's Eddie Paul Kostopoulos, MVP award. When you talk about valuable players, they think just the guy who scores the most points. The most valuable player is the person who works so hard that it makes believers out of everyone else around them, despite all kinds of challenges. John, get up. Warren, hats off to you. To your faithful and your crowds, thank you for coming out. Hope we were great hosts. I look forward to this next year. 364 more to go. Thank you again.
It may be a competitive environment having that crosstown rivalry there, but our athletes put their sportsmanship on full display, which is something our district is very proud of. That's all we have for today, but thanks for tuning in and stick around next time for our most prevailing stories to date.